On May 6, 2019, YouTuber Connor Kelly posted a video of him exploring an abandoned McCoy gold mine in the Nevada desert. However, what was supposed to be nothing more than a fun adventure with his family quickly turned into a disturbing experience, one that would likely stay with the group for the rest of their lives. The exploration of this mine started off quite normal, with the group staying silent to avoid causing an accidental cave-in, as seen by the text they put on screen. However, after about a minute and a half of treading deeper into the mine, Connor noticed something strangely reflective on the path ahead.
So, do you see that reflection? We're trying to...
Oh, Jesus. It's you.
Oh, okay.
Is that like a fossil?
Okay, wait, don't move, Wyatt.
What they found reflecting back at them was a shoe, amongst many more, in a massive pile with random bones scattered throughout.
Well, that's a bone right there. Actually, there's quite a few bones in this.
What made this pile even more odd was the sheer variety of shoes on display. Many of them were clearly very modern, while some were models that were released over 30 years ago. How could such a random assortment of shoes end up in an abandoned gold mine in the middle of nowhere? Things took an even darker turn when the group ventured further into the cave and found a bunch of bones, including a relatively intact spine.
This is water flavored. It is getting great. So we can't trust this.
By this point, the group was growing increasingly unsettled by these disturbing discoveries, prompting them to leave the cave as quickly as possible. And that's where the original video ends, without any explanation or resolution. Connor didn't provide any more information in the video's description or in the comments. He posted 4 more videos after this, but none of these videos included any updates on the disturbing encounter either. So, what's going on here? One of the first things that comes to mind is that this mine was the collection spot for a serial killer. This would explain both the shoes and the bones. A top comment on the video also backs this theory, stating, "If you ever listen to the missing 411 videos, you know shoes are a major component of missing or abducted people. This sent chills down my spine." Which is true. A statistical analysis of the missing 411 data shows that over 15% of the cases involve absent shoes. However, this theory isn't entirely likely. For starters, I couldn't find any news reports regarding this mysterious pile of shoes. Which is odd, since judging from the number of shoes, this supposed killer would have had hundreds of victims. If this pile had such a violent history, it probably wouldn't go unnoticed by the media. More importantly, many people on the internet agree that the bones in the video are not human. The group in the video reaches the same conclusion when looking at the bones for the first time.
Oh, it looks like a cow horse. Way too big for a human.
Put simply, the odds of this being a serial killer trophy cave are very low. But given the animal bones scattered throughout the area, it's possible it was the feeding spot of a predator like a mountain lion. Though, while that might explain the bones, it offers no clues about the pile of shoes. One theory I haven't seen anyone else bring up is that the shoes might have ended up there because of flooding. You see, the McCoy mine where the video was filmed is located in Lander County. And from what I can find, that area is quite prone to flooding. So, it's entirely possible that someone dumped their sneaker collection in the middle of nowhere to get rid of it, only for it to be carried in the abandoned mine with rainwater. A mountain lion could have moved in later, which would explain the bones. The only proof I have of this theory is that the ground in the deepest part of the mine is extremely wet and has water flow marks leading into it. Other than that, it's pure speculation. That said, another potential explanation for both the bones and the shoes is that Connor placed them there himself in hopes of creating a viral video. People on the internet have pointed out that the bones in the video are a bit too clean for something left in a muddy cave by a predator. Some have also claimed that a few of the bones look like they're inorganic fabrications. Another inconsistency in Connor's video is that he and his group keep claiming that all the shoes in the pile are kid-sized.
There's no adult shoes in there.
He even mentioned that in the video's title, which reads, Kids' Shoes and Bones Found in Abandoned Mine. Now, while that makes an already creepy situation even more disturbing, it's simply not true. There are plenty of adult-sized shoes visible in this pile. Unfortunately, I doubt we'll ever know what happened here for sure. It's been 6 years since the video was uploaded, and as I mentioned earlier, Connor has vanished completely from the internet ever since. Action Adventure Twins is a YouTube channel run by brothers James and Edward. The duo has been exploring dangerous and crammed caves since early 2020. Yet, despite their combined experience, one of them almost lost his life back in 2022. In January of that year, the two decided to explore the popular Petty John's Cave in Georgia. They had already explored parts of this maze-like cave multiple times before, and had even found an underground waterfall during one of their expeditions. Put simply, they were pretty confident in their ability to navigate through this cave. But unlike their previous ventures, this time they were going to tackle one of the hardest sections, the aptly named Nervous Breakdown, referring to how cavers feel when going through it. Things started off just as expected, with the pair going through the narrow and claustrophobic entrance to reach the first open area of the Petty John's Cave.
Whoa, entrance room!
However, it didn't take long for the cave to begin closing back again, forcing the two to squeeze through tiny passageways. But that was only the beginning. After about 25 minutes of crawling through increasingly tighter spaces, they reached the first big obstacle, a muddy room with a narrow and steep hole in the middle. They had to carefully walk around this hole to progress. A single slip meant falling into the narrow hole and possibly getting injured. And given the lack of safe footing around the hole, it would have been near impossible for the other person to pull them out. After successfully navigating around this obstacle, they finally arrived at the entrance to Nervous Breakdown. Unfortunately for them, things weren't looking good. The area surrounding this entrance had collapsed some time ago, making it very difficult to figure out the path ahead. After looking around for a bit, Edward eventually found the real entrance and was excited to go in. He genuinely couldn't wait to find out what was down there and began his descent, leaving his brother behind in case something bad happened. What he didn't realize was that this was about to be one of the worst decisions he'd ever make. Because after descending for a few minutes, Edward called for his brother, only to be met with complete silence.
I found a rope! I don't hear James anymore. Uh-oh.
In other words, Edward was now lost in an unknown section of the cave without any means of contacting his brother. At first, he tried to stay calm and continued his descent, hoping to find James before long. However, after staying separated for over 30 minutes, the realization set in. He knew panic was the fastest way to make a bad situation worse, but at this point, he couldn't help but feel a growing sense of unease.
James! James! It's been like 30 minutes since I last saw him. I don't even know where I'm at. I tried to go back to the last place I saw him. And everything just looks the same. It's just a jumble maze. We should have never split up.
After calling out to James many times with no luck, he decided to retrace his steps and find the way back. Unfortunately, he had underestimated the difficulty of the maze he was about to enter. Every direction looked the same. The narrow passages and jagged walls made it impossible to tell where he had come from. To top it all off, his situation was getting worse with each step he took. If he went the wrong way, he could easily wedge himself into a passage too tight to escape, or worse, plunge into a hidden drop-off. This is the true horror of caving. Even if he didn't injure himself, he could have just as easily wandered around aimlessly until his body gave way into exhaustion, leaving him lifeless in a cold, rocky crevice. The footage of him excitedly dropping into the Nervous Breakdown entrance would have ended with the camera recording his descent into confusion, fear, and eventually silence. Fortunately, that wasn't the end of his story. After going in loops for a while, Edward spotted a single piece of tape he saw on his way down.
Oh. The tape. Yeah. Okay, this tape looks familiar. Oh, yeah. This has got to be the way. I'm getting close. James! Still nothing.
This unexpected clue turned out to be exactly what he needed. It helped him regain his bearings and finally head in the right direction. Finally, he heard the best sound he could have heard in that moment.
James! Oh! You're over here? Oh! Dude! This place is a maze, man!
Oh, hey, I see your light!
Dude! I thought we were never gonna see each other.
Dude, I know. Oh.
The two stayed together for the rest of the expedition and made it out alive without any major injuries. They're still exploring caves on YouTube, but now with a lot more caution. In January of 2014, a group of cave explorers decided to conquer the Lost John's Cave in Lancashire, England. It's a vast cave network that spans a length of nearly 3 miles, or 4.8 kilometers. The known deepest section of this cave also goes down a staggering 690 feet, or 211 meters. Most members of this group had been spelunking for years, and like most other cave explorers, were quite confident in their skills. They had also done their research and mapped out their route in advance. But the truth about caving is, when things go wrong, no amount of planning can save you. Even the most experienced and well-prepared explorers can find themselves in terrifying situations. Which is exactly what happened to one of the members of this group, named Bob Johnson. The expedition was going quite smoothly in the beginning, with the group using the equipment they brought with them to continue safely. That is, until they reached a section of the cave called the Tube. It was an unusually narrow section that required the cavers to crawl on their stomach. And to make matters worse, it was also partially submerged in water, making it difficult to both see and breathe. Despite these harsh conditions, the group decided to move ahead. The slimmest member of the group went first and successfully made it to the other side without much trouble. The next person, however, wasn't as fortunate. This was Bob Johnson, the man we mentioned earlier. His crawl through the tube wasn't off to a good start, as he was already having issues with the comparatively wider sections of the passage. He then somehow managed to reach the tightest part of this treacherous section, but that's where his luck ran out. He was completely stuck from the waist down, and any attempt to free himself only made the situation worse. Now, being stuck in a narrow cave like this is extremely stressful on its own. The walls close in on you, and every movement feels like it's pushing you further into the tight space. Panic sets in as you realize just how little room you have to maneuver, and with each failed attempt to free yourself, the fear intensifies. But as if the confined space wasn't enough to make his heart race, Bob now had to contend with something far more terrifying, the rapidly flowing water. Water makes any caving venture 10 times worse. In a dry cave, even if you're stuck, you still have time to think and plan your escape. But when water starts to rise, the situation shifts from bad to life-threatening. The feeling of water creeping up around you in an already claustrophobic space is a nightmare on its own. The real danger with water, however, is that you have mere minutes before drowning becomes a very real possibility. Bob knew this possibility all too well. He gave his all to free himself. Unfortunately, the water was quickly filling up his suit, making it even more difficult to squeeze through. But when the situation seemed hopeless, one of the members had an idea that ended up saving Bob's life. Instead of pushing forward, the members behind him tried pulling him back, and it worked. Bob was finally free, though his troubles weren't over. He later revealed in a comment that him and the two members who pulled him back had crawled for another 3 hours to get out of the cave from a different exit. This incident also left him traumatized to the point where he can't even watch this video without becoming anxious. From what I can find, he scaled back on caving and picked up a much safer hobby in cycling, and now appears to be doing just fine. On the 7th of September 2024, the Action Adventure Twins YouTube channel posted a video exploring a mysterious cave someone found on their property. This is the same channel we talked about earlier, where the two brothers got separated and almost lost their lives in the maze-like cave. They've learned their lessons since and approached this one with far more caution. But with an entrance as life-threatening as this one, even the best precautions could have proven to not be enough.
Alright, so the guy dropped us off halfway up the hill, and he doesn't know anybody who's been down this thing, but we are at the cave. He says he threw a rope down it with a rock and it was 200 feet deep before it stopped. So we got this stick here. We're gonna see if our rope reaches. It's still, oh, you were right, it kept going.
This alone is enough to terrify most people, with one person stating, "This channel has given me a new fear about walking in the woods. The fact that you could just slip and fall down a hole like that is insane. Now anytime I go anywhere, I wonder how many massive voids are right below my feet that I could fall into at any moment." But that didn't deter Edward and James. They quickly secured their rope to a nearby tree and began descending into the steep cave. What they found inside was nothing short of breathtaking. That tiny opening gave way to a vast chasm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. This is a big one, man.
However, before they could fully take in the beauty of the cavern, things took a dark turn. Just seconds into the cave, the two discovered what looked like human remains scattered throughout.
That's comforting. Human bones, huh?
Look how big they are. Dude, look behind you. There's like a little shrine of them.
There's like, oh, that's a cranium.
Dude, is that a human?
Nah, I don't know. Awfully round.
Yeah, that looks human, man.
That doesn't necessarily mate. I don't know. I'm not a bone expert.
From there, they continued exploring the cave as it kept getting bigger the further they went into it. They also discovered old caving equipment like ropes and harnesses already secured to the walls, a detail that only deepened the mystery surrounding the bones they had found earlier. If they did belong to a person, as the two suspected, it was possible they belonged to a previous explorer. This explorer likely had an accident and died in the cave without ever making it out. On their way in, they did find scattered bones right below the entrance. These were likely the remains of people who accidentally fell into the otherwise unassuming hole. However, the bones they found further inside were too far from the entrance to have belonged to someone who simply fell in. It's also possible that these remains belonged to the victim of a deranged killer. Someone who either had ended a person's life within the cave, or maybe threw the person into the hole and later dragged their body further into the cave. Some people, however, weren't convinced and accused the brothers of faking the whole thing. Especially since the way Edward and James handled some of these remains felt a bit too casual. That said, while YouTubers faking these finds to get a viral video isn't uncommon, this one turned out to be true. The video received several comments from experts confirming that these remains were indeed real and human, with one such person writing, "My girlfriend and I are watching from Canada. We're both paramedics, definitely a human femur and a human cranium." But this raised an even bigger question. When did the owner of these bones pass away? If they disappeared into the cave in the last few decades, this discovery could end up cracking an unsolved case. I ended up contacting the Action Adventure Twins to see what they had to say or if they had made any police reports afterwards. We ended up contacting the authorities about the bones. They were determined to be human and were apparently a Native American that either slipped and fell into the pit cave or was thrown in there after death and are 2,000 years old. While this did rule out the possibility that these bones belonged to someone more recent, the despair of whoever ended up in that cave alone 2,000 years ago is just as impossible to ignore. They likely fell into the cave, somehow survived the fall, and ended up starving to death while looking for a way out. On October 28, 2004, 50-year-old Australian airline pilot and scuba diver David John Shaw broke the world record for the deepest successful dive in history. He achieved this by reaching a depth of 270 meters in Bushman's Hole, one of the deepest freshwater caves in the world. The sole purpose of this dive was to break the record. However, when he reached the bottom, he found something that stopped him in his tracks. He found the body of Dion Dreyer, a 20-year-old scuba diver who died in that cave 10 years ago. Since humans start sinking after a certain depth, Dion's body never floated back to the surface. Given the extreme difficulty and danger of diving this deep, any plans to retrieve his body were also cancelled at the time of his death. However, a plaque in his name was installed near the diving point of Bushman's Hole, which is how Dave knew what he was looking at. After staring at the body in shock for a few seconds, Dave immediately got closer and tried to retrieve Dion. Unfortunately, after a decade in the water, his tanks were firmly stuck in the mud. More importantly, Dave had already spent too much time at that depth. Staying any longer would have been fatal. So, he decided to tie a line to Dion's body and return to the surface with the newfound information.
It wasn't very steep. And I saw the body over to my left. I thought, oh, that's the end of going deep. So, just tied my line to it. And by then I was... Well, we won't discuss that. So I just left my line.
The news of Dion's body being discovered spread quickly, eventually culminating in Dave talking to his parents and promising to retrieve it. After a couple months of preparation, the next dive was scheduled for January 8th, 2005. Unfortunately, Dave's heroic attempt to bring closure to Dion's parents ended in a catastrophe far worse than anyone could have imagined. Cave diving, aka underwater cave exploration, is far more dangerous than regular spelunking. The divers have to manage their oxygen levels at all times, avoid often sharp rock formations, and explore the cave system in a far darker environment, because even the brightest flashlights aren't as effective underwater, all while making sure they don't get lost. Add in the immense pressure of 270 meters of water above, it becomes an almost insurmountable challenge, one that only a handful of people on the planet are capable of overcoming. So, everything needed to be perfect for Dave's operation to succeed. He worked with police divers, the defense force, and medics to ensure everything went smoothly, and they planned the dive second by second. According to the plan, Dave would use the line he tied earlier to reach Dion's body. After cutting it loose and putting it in a special body bag, he would begin his descent. This descent would have taken around 12 hours to avoid decompression sickness. So instead of holding on to Dion's body the entire time, Dave would pass it along to his longtime friend Don Shirley at 220 meters. Don would then hand it over to support divers located at various depths and keep checking on Dave for any issues. Sadly, this is not how it went. An hour and a half after the dive began, the surface crew received an ominous message from the support divers, claiming that they hadn't seen any activity from Dave or Don. Shortly after, another message reached the surface. This one was from Don, stating that he's seeing Dave in the distance, and he's not moving.
Don's alive.
Don's okay.
Dave's not coming.
Dave's not coming.
While this message was making its way to the surface, Don tried to reach Dave himself. He exceeded his target depth, which resulted in his rebreather controller imploding. This also led to him suffering from oxygen poisoning and vomiting while 220 meters under the water. Fortunately, he managed to keep hold of the line and was eventually pulled out of the water still breathing. Dave, however, didn't make it. But when rescue teams pulled out his body, they made a shocking discovery. Dion's body was attached to the recovery line as well. Following the recovery, investigators looked at the footage captured by the waterproof camera mounted on Dave's head. This is what they saw. Though, I should mention, I couldn't find the raw footage from that camera. The only clip of it online is narrated by Don himself, Dave's best friend who we just talked about who almost died trying to save his life. The footage shows Dave moving alongside the line to find Dion's body, and then trying to put it in the bag. Unfortunately, this is where the plan started falling apart. Dion's body was unexpectedly loose from the mud and was moving around uncontrollably. Dave tried to complete his mission despite this, only to end up getting tangled in the line.
This line is just getting everywhere because this body is floating. It's not stuck. Everything's moving. Right. Light gets caught on the line there. Moving out of the way. Still got a nice bright light.
All this effort caused him to neglect his gauges, resulting in Dave feeling the effects of nitrogen narcosis, which include poor judgment, trouble concentrating, and reduced muscle and nerve function. Put simply, he lost everything he needed to survive at that depth. He tried to cut the tangled line, but the lack of coordination made it near impossible. As he was struggling to stay conscious, the last thing he saw was the terrifying view of Dion's lifeless face mask staring back at him. Shortly after this, Dave passed away. The only silver lining was that the tangled line kept Dion's body close to Dave, allowing him to successfully complete his mission by recovering the body, only at the cost of his own life.